This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Berman. Federal agents investigating the explosion of a motorhome in the U.S. city of Nashville searched a suburban house this weekend for clues to the blast, which injured three people and knocked out part of the area's telecommunications network on Christmas Day. Federal agents were also trying to identify apparent human remains found near the exploded vehicle. The motorhome exploded at dawn on Friday while parked on a downtown street of the city at the heart of the nation's country music industry. Police were already headed to the area, responding to reports of gunfire. An automated message emanating from the vehicle warned of a bomb set to explode within minutes. The blast destroyed several vehicles and damaged more than 40 businesses. At least 10 climbers have died and several more are missing in mountains north of Iran's capital, Tehran, after heavy snowfall, the state media is reporting. Heavy snow and winds in several parts of Iran in the past few days have closed many roads and disrupted transportation. Several climbers remain unaccounted for since Friday, when two deaths were reported. State television says the number reported as missing has increased as concerned families contact the authorities. A nearly 7-foot-tall monolith made of gingerbread mysteriously appeared on a San Francisco hilltop on Christmas Day and collapsed the next day. The three-sided tower, held together by icing and decorated with candy, delighted the U.S. city when word spread of its existence. People trekked to the park throughout the day despite a light rainfall that took its toll on the object. By Saturday morning, it had collapsed. It was a fitting end to what was surely an homage to the discovery and disappearance of a shining metal monolith in Utah's Red Rock Desert last month. This is VOA News. As the year-end approaches, we take a look back now at some of the stories that made headlines. On January 11th, less than 2 weeks after it discovers a cluster of pneumonia cases of unknown cause, Beijing announces its first death from an illness which will become known as COVID-19. By March, a pandemic has been declared, and a month later, half of humanity is in lockdown as governments scramble to halt its spread. Massive state aid programs are rolled out to save jobs as the International Monetary Fund predicts recession, with the global economy shrinking by 4.4%. In November, drug companies announced positive results for several vaccines as a second wave of cases lashes the planet. Within a month, the first shots are being given, but by Christmas, some 1.7 million people are dead, with the U.S. being the worst hit. In June, a year after a massive wave of demonstrations, China imposes a sweeping new security law on Hong Kong that opponents say undermines the semi-autonomous city's liberties promised under its handover from Britain in 1997. Pro-democracy lawmakers are ousted, harassed, and arrested. In December, three prominent Hong Kong activists are jailed, including Joshua Wong. In Lebanon, a massive explosion on August 4th destroys much of Beirut's port and devastates swaths of the capital, killing more than 200 and injuring at least 6,500. The blast from a vast stockpile of ammonium nitrate fertilizer devastates an already teetering Lebanese economy and the credibility of its governing elite. In Australia, enormous bushfires rage across the country in what becomes known as its Black Summer, while in September, San Francisco and other regions of the American West Coast wake to orange skies as the state's largest ever inferno breaks out. In November, two hurricanes devastate Central America, leaving more than 200 dead. Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny is flown to Berlin in a medically induced coma after becoming violently ill after he boarded an internal flight to Moscow. Tests reveal he was poisoned with a Soviet-era nerve agent. Navalny accuses Russian President Vladimir Putin of trying to kill him and later releases a recording where he appears to trick the alleged agent responsible into telling him the poison was put in his underpants. Via remote, Laurel Berman, VOA News.